You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So we once spoke about women depending on their sons. And today we are going in a different direction. We are looking at boys being the head of their homes in the absence of their parents. Either mother or father, What are the implications of such situations? Because we know that in our countries, mostly here in South Africa, we do have child-headed homes. So today we're looking at when, you know, these boys are actually forced by circumstances to mature before their age, and then now they play the father role or the mother role because the parents are not there. So we are joined on the line by Brother Thabiso Nkomo, who's going to be helping us unpack this. Putwam, how are you?
I'm good, and you, ma'am?
I am good. We're speaking about a very serious conversation. I hope we'll be able to keep it in. So I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us before we start?
Okay, let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for meeting once again. Now the time has come for you to speak to the boys, to speak to the world. Speak through me the way you want to speak. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. So, Brother Thabiso, let's start off by explaining it, because others might like, we know, but we are not sure, you know. What are child-headed homes?
Okay, a child-headed home, or a boy child-headed home, is whereby the parents are not there to head the family.
Mm-hmm.
So it end up being a boy's responsibility or a child's responsibility to be responsible and take care of other kids and to lead the family where in the absence of parents. So the parents can be absent due to maybe they have died or they are overseas working somewhere else, or they stay in different places and with the children. So now the children, they are left alone. They are the ones who are taking care of themselves. That is a child-headed home where decisions are made by those kids.
So what causes boy children to be head of the homes, as much as we in general, you know, we speak Uguti, the parents are not there, but what causes that?
Okay, because for a boy to be the head of the family, I think it's from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
A man being the head of the family. Therefore, you cannot be a man before being a boy. So, as a boy, you have to learn and exercise that. And know what it's your responsibility, so that even in later stages, you can be a man that you aspire to be. So when such things happen, or when the unfortunate happens, it takes a boy to stand and start leading in the family, because he's now the head of the family. There is no one. Actually, the girls or other kids, they are now depending on him as the bigger man.
Mm-hmm.
I know you can continue.
So I wanted to check what qualities that a boy has to have in order to lead the home. Let's say maybe there were three siblings, and now the boy is the one leading the family. He has to guide these two other siblings. What qualities do they need to have?
Hey, on that one, it means the boy has to be, he has to be a leader. He has to have leadership qualities. The boy has to be firm. He must have a backbone. Because in leading your peers, it's something that is very hard. And it takes a lot. Because those people are your age mates, or they know what we're being led by a parent. Now the parent is no more. and one of us has to take that place. So it's not a thing that they will bow down to you easily because you are the boy or because you are the brother. It's something that takes a lot. So you have to be firm, you have to be bold, and you have to have a strong backbone to the extent that do whatever it takes for them to stay in the right lane.
Mm.
Do whatever it takes to provide even for them, because it's not about molding their characters only.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to lead the home also, you have to be the one who is providing in that home. Since the parents are no more, you have to take that charge of making sure that the kids, they go to school, the kids, they don't go to bed hungry. The kids know when it's time for prayer. The kids know when it's time to go to church. Because when we are kids and there are no parents in the house, it's easy for me to say, I'm not going to church. Because the reason was parents said I should go to church. But now the parents are not there. I can do whatever I want. So it takes someone who will have a firm hand in those kids so that their characters may be molded for a better home.
As much as, you know, these boys are going to be, they are tough, they can do these things, they've got great leadership skills. But what are some of the disadvantages? Because when I'm looking at it, it seems like they have to mature before their age, you know, in order for them to lead this household. So what are some of the disadvantages that this has? And does it have any impact on their development?
It's very tough because you miss certain stages. As a child, those parents who have grown to be older people, they will tell you that in my childhood, I did this. In my childhood, I tried that. In my childhood, I did this. But for you, certain things you don't experience. Because while others, they are experiencing that, you are trying to fend for the family. One. The other thing is, when life gets tough, at times you have to sacrifice even yourself, sacrifice your career, sacrifice your dreams so that their dreams can become true. And you end up missing what you wanted to do in life. At times, these people, they go to the extent of doing robberies and other crimes so that they can put food on the table. And they may end up in jail and their lives look bad and all their dreams can perish in a split of a second. So it has disadvantages because you lose a lot in trying to be a parent or in maturing early. However, also there are also advantages because it teaches you life. It teaches you to be strong. And when the time comes for you to be the father to your kids, already you are a man who has learned to be a father to other kids. So you can be a father to many kids because you have learned it from the past experience. So it has good sides and bad sides.
So the bad side, Mfundiswami, would it have any implications? Let's say maybe someone now when they are older, they're like, Izwan, I called you Mfundis.
That's what I am.
And then they say that. And then someone was like, no man, I've been a father, let's say they're 30 years old at that time. They're like, no man, I've been a father for the past 15 years, even though I'm only just having my own child now, it's 1 year old. I'm now tired, you know, I can't anymore. Yeah. Do we have such situations where a person is now tired, as much as they've learned, you know, they've grown by matter of fathering their siblings, but they're like, they get tired from fathering their own children because they've been doing this for a very long time?
Hey, especially if it has been hard dealing with your siblings as a deputy parent. I think it becomes tiring to the extent that when you become a father, you're no longer willing or you're no longer longing to be a father because the past experiences have taught you a lot or you have gone through a lot. And you're tired. You're tired. But then now it affects your children because that time where you're supposed to be a father, you are now running away from the fatherly responsibilities and duties because you have been executing them since at the age of 18, since at the age of 14. So this is one of the disadvantages because it end up affecting your family because you have loved your family also. So it happens, but it's not something that is usual. It's seldom the thing you are now
tired.
Saying, I can't take care. Yes, I'm tired. I'm tired. So it happens, but we don't pray
it happens.
Wednesday gets too much.
So does God give guidelines in such situations, or what he has actually counseled or given advice to the actual father, that is what actually applies to the, let me say, stand-in father again?
Can you rephrase your question?
So has God given us any guidelines on how the child-headed homes should be run, or the guidelines, for example, that is given to the father who to raise your child like this and this and this? This is what the young boy applies when now they take on that role.
Okay. I think when we look at the Bible, I was preparing for this, I focused much on Joseph. I saw him as the young boy who was supposed to lead the family. And I looked at David and saw with these two people were young people and they were elders that they were supposed to lead. And they were young. But God was leading through them. So he has ways of doing it. And when we even look at the pen of inspiration, Sister White goes to such topics. And even the Bible goes on to say, train up a child in a way it should go. When he grows up, he will not depart from it. When these kids are rightly trained, they can stand even the pressure of being a leader in the family in the absence of a father. And then to the fathers who become absent yet present in life. They are still alive, but they are absent in their kids' life. There was a verse that I read a few weeks ago. It said that he who does not take care of his family is worse than a heathen. At times we should focus on our families. While we are preparing for a greater home, while there is a bigger family, which is the church and other things, but be present in your family. So the Bible instructs or it guides us to focus also on our families. And when the parents are no more, we have people who have to lead the families. When Jacob died, there were the brothers. There were brothers of Joseph, but he was leading them. because the God or the Lord has called him to lead the family. So God will sustain you when you are leading the family. He will guide you. He will open your mind and give you more visions on what to do, on how to elevate the family.
So as we near the close, Brother Thabiso, what then is the role of the church and the society at large when it comes to such things? Here we are seeing a mandla there who's 15-year-old, 13-year-old, who's heading his family. You know, we have heard of the tragic death of the parents, or they've disappeared. What now is the role of the church and the society at large when it comes to such families?
Okay, you have used mandla. Happy birthday to the son. for the church and the society, and as I can say, Sintu, or in English, they say it takes a village to raise a child. Therefore, they should play a role as a community. Even the church has to play a role to those kids. I usually say there is no child who is supposed to be fatherless when they are still men in church. There is no child who is going to lack the father and son relationship, who is not going to taste it when they are still elders in the church, when they are still elders in the community. Those people, it is their responsibility to take care of those kids. One day after a baptismal, after those people had been given their spiritual parents, I once said, Uguti, you are not taking care of their spirituality only. You are not taking care of them through prayers only. But these kids cannot lack food. They cannot die of hunger while you are there as a spiritual parent. They cannot die, not go to school while you are there as a spiritual parent. So as a church, we should not neglect them. Because once we neglect them, the devil will accommodate them and they will die the death of the people. Yet they had parents in church. So in church, make it your responsibility that you take care of the fatherless. You take care of the widows. They were not in the part of widows, but the fatherless. They should never go hungry in our presence. We should make it a point that we are united, and because of that, if we do not neglect these kids, we know and we are rest assured that the church of tomorrow is safe. But once we neglect them, they will leave the church and they will find comfort somewhere else. Where they find comfort in, they will be loyal to those places, and the church will die. So it's good for the church to play a role in those kids. Make it a point that as an elder, you know these kids who are fatherless. Even to those who have fathers, make sure that you become a father also to them, so that they know, we see, Mr. Nkomo is not the only father, but I have other fathers in the absence of Mr. Nkomo. When I have a problem as a boy child, there are certain things that I cannot tell to a mother, that I cannot tell to a sister. I need a man, and he is there. I have a brother. I have a father in church. When I get to the stage where I'm having my wet dreams as a boy, it's hard to go and tell a mother. It's hard to go and tell an aunt, because it's embarrassing. Therefore, I need a male figure in my life. There has to be someone who will take care of that position.
Indeed. Okay, Brother Thabiso, it is a very sad one. And when we see these children and not be there for them, and we shy away, and then we're like, "Ay, as in asisngeni," because these days, most of the time, it's me, I. You know, it becomes a problem. So, yeah, it's a nice thing that we have raised it, that there shouldn't be a child that's here, that it shouldn't be like this. So I'm going to ask that you do pray for us as we wrap up, and also pray for those children, and also pray for those parents, if they're not dead, to go and do what they ought to do, and also for the elders, the leaders in as well, to actually be in charge.
Okay, before I pray, may I say to your father who is there, who is still alive and is not present in his child's life, stand up, my brother, stand up, my father, stand up for your child. They need you. These days, these kids, they are so suicidal. It's easy for them to escape this thing called life through death. And many are dying at a tender age because they lack father figure or people in their lives. Don't be that father who allows a child to die because they are not present in their life. Be present in your child's life. Then one quotation from Sister White I read from Child Guidance. It says, one child properly disciplined in the principles of truth, who has the love and fear of God woven through the character, will possess a power for good in the world that cannot be estimated. In this world where we are living, let's just have few good children who will become few good men. And they will make a difference in planet Earth. These kids, they come from us as parents. Dear parents, teach your child a good way, and they will not depart from it. They will also influence other kids who are out there who do not have those father figures in their lives. And it will make a difference in planet Earth. Let us pray. Dear Father in Heaven, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for such topics because they open our minds and open our eyes to realize that we have been neglecting our own, and our own have died in our absence. Please forgive us, dear Father, as parents, for not being there for our kids. I pray that, dear Father, for a father who is out there who does not have a relationship with his son, may he never find peace until he has a relationship with his son. And may he never die without experiencing the father-son relationship. I pray for the kids who do not have fathers while the church elders are still alive. I pray that you may even speak to the elders, speak to the fathers in church, to be not fathers to their only kids only, but to be fathers even to other kids who do not have fathers. Above all, you are our Father. Take care of us. Lead us and guide us wherever we need your guidance. I pray that you may keep us safe. I pray for this radio station that you may bless it, bless even the presenters. When all has been said and done, one day may we meet in heaven. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Brother Thabiso, thank you so much for joining us and speaking to us about that, because it's very, very much NB that we do that. May you have yourself a blessed day. Till we chat again another time.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Amen.
Tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.